Log Talk Radio.
Good evening. Can y'all guys hear me? If you can, please let me know if you can hear me. If you can hear me, let me know. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Pastor Camilla, if you can hear me, please let me know if you can hear me. I need to know. So this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to do noonday prayer just a tad different because I realize that people are out there hurting. People are out there suffering. And they need an outlet. They need to know that we as Christians care. So today I want to know if you can hear me out there. Pastor Camilla, can you let me know if you can hear me, please? So they need to know that people care, and they need to know that church folks care, Christians care. It's just prayer is falling by the wayside. People are not taking prayer honestly. They're not taking prayer personal. We need to have a open line where we can pray to the Father. If you know, we need to be able to pray to the Lord and let Him know that we want a personal relationship with Him. We want to have a communication with Him. We want to have an open line with Him. So let us go on to prayer. Let us go into a heavenly prayer. Today, Father God, we just want to come to you in prayer. We want to surrender our prayer to you. We want to pray with you. We want to open line with you. We want to know that you are here. We want to hear the words that you have spoken to us. We want to just let you know, Father, that we are alive and that we care and that we hear you, Father God, that we know you, that we love you, that we honor you, that we worship you. Today, Father God, we come in prayer because we have some people who right now are hurting right now, Father God. Some people right now, Father God, that are in situations that they don't know how they're going to get themselves out of, Father God. We have some people right now, Father God, who wants to know that you're there with them, Father God, wants to know that you are right beside them right now, Father God. We have some people right now, Father, who wants to hear your word, feel your touch right now, Father God. So, Father God, we come to you right now in prayer. We come to you right now, Father God, asking you for just that word, the word that we know that will edify us right now, Father God. Father God, we come to you right now asking you right now to give us a peace. We come to you right now, Father God, asking you, Can you just give us that breath of fresh air right now, Father God? Oh, my Father, my Father, my Father, we love you. We adore you. We honor you. We love you. And so, Father God, we just want to know that you're there. We want to know that you're in the midst of our trials and our in the midst of our problems and in the midst of our ups, our downfalls and even our good falls. Father God, we want to thank you for all the good that you have done for us. We want to thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God. We want to thank you this morning, Father God, for just putting your arms around. It's like a father when you wake up in the morning, my God, when he wake up in the morning and you say, hello, daddy, and he say, hey, baby, and he gives you that kiss on the forehead, and you look in his eyes, and you know that you're secure. So, Father God, we come to you this morning because there's people out there who need prayer. Father God, I hear on the line that someone is suffering right now with a pain in their, and they have problems with their kidney right now. Father God, I ask that you touch their kidney right now. Let them know that they don't need dialysis. The only dialysis they need is you right now, Father God. Father God, I hear in my spirit being that there's someone hurting with their right leg right now, Father God. Touch that right leg, Father God, and let them know that you are a healer and a deliverer right now. Father God, there's people right now on the verge of trying to figure out should they pay their mortgage or should they pay their life. Father God, I ask that you give the increase right now for them to pay both their mortgage and their life. Father God, I hear the word eviction. Right now, we cancel out the word of eviction. There is no need for anyone to be evicted because you said in your heavenly realm that there's many mansions right now, Father God. So we cancel out the word of eviction and we cancel out the eviction letter right now, Father God. We go forth and know that you will provide for those that are facing eviction. Father God, I hear in the heavenly realm that you said that you have dispersed your angels, the guardian angels, to take care of each and every last one of them. So, Father God, we ask that you disperse the angels right now, Father God, and you disperse them in the places that they need. Father God, I see a woman crying. She's having sleepless nights. I don't know what the problem is, Father God, but go by her bedside around 3 o'clock in the morning, Father God, and dry up her tears, Father God. Let her know that she's going to be all right and okay right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young man who's broken. He just lost his job. Father God, give him a phone call where he would get a job that's making more than what he had before he lost. Father God, I see right now someone being elevated, and they're nervous of the elevation. Father God, let them know it's okay to be nervous, but let them know that you did not give the spirit of fear, but you gave them power, love, and a sound mind that they can go forth in that new elevation of their job. Father God, I see an individual right now who's looking to try to figure out what they are here for on this earth. Father God, let them know that you have given them a plan. You have given them a journey to work. Well, you said in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Father God, let them read Jeremiah and know the plan that they have. Let them see the plan that you have for them. Father God, I look down on our nation right now, Father God. It's a mess. But Father God, all it takes is one twitch of the light bulb and the lights will be on. Father God, go into the government right now. Heal the government right now. Heal this coronavirus right now, Father God. Heal our children right now, Father God. Heal our parents, our teachers, our leaders, our president right now. The system is broken. We were never meant to be on a Roman system. We were meant to be on the God system. We were never meant to be on Julius system. God, you said in your word, what is Caesar, render unto Caesar, but what is God, render unto God, amen. So we were never meant to be on the Roman system. Father God, we were meant to be on the God system. So I ask that you come in right now, Father God, and put us on the financial system of God. Put us on a financial system that we don't have to worry about having not enough, but we have a financial system where we have more than enough right now, Father God. Father God, I hear that there's an individual who is now looking to find out how how they're going to get this car. Father God, let them know you are the car. Let them know you are the driver, and you will provide. But Father God, also I see that there's someone out there who's bickering about an object or a particular thing that you gave them. Father God, teach them the word of humility and humbleness, Father God. Father God, I see that you're making a situation in the earth where you want us to cry out to you, Father God. So let everybody that's on the prayer line cry to the Father right now, Father God. Let us be able to give ourselves wholeheartedly to the Lord. Let us be able to remember him. When he hung on the cross, he said it was finished. And when we go to communion, he said, do this in remembrance of me. So let us remember the Father's Son every single day, every single minute, every single hour, every single second of the day. Father God, I see that you're right now getting ready to do some things for some people who are looking for some relief. God has not hindered your gift. God has not hindered your blessing. God is only letting your blessing come through at a right time, at a perfect time, that when that blessing comes through, no one can say that they gave you the blessing. You will know that it's by God. Father God, there's someone who's looking for a blessing. Father God, they're searching for this blessing. Let them not search no more. Let them know that you have their blessing, but it's just on hold, because what you have for them is for them. And they got too many people around them trying to attach themselves to this blessing. Father God, I see a son out there right now who's angry at his father. He doesn't understand the will of his daddy on this earth. He doesn't understand why his father is hard on him. He doesn't understand why his father is tough on him. Father God, go by his bedside and explain that his father's trying to get him ready for the world that he's about to face. He's a senior in high school. Let him know that his father's trying to prepare him for the world that he's about to go enter in, the business aspect as well as the college aspect. I see right now, Father God, that there's a young lady in the hospital. She's dealing with COVID right now, and she's uncertain. Father, go by her bedside and touch her right now. Heal her right now. Let her know that COVID has no stronghold on her right now. Father God, I see an individual who has cancer. Right now, rebuke the cancer right now. Cast that cancer back to the pit of hell from where it came from, because cancer is not of God. We cancel it. We cancel the assignment of it. Right now, we cast it back to the pit of hell. I also want to bring my sister Angie right now, Father God. Go by her household right now, Father God. Let her know that you got her covered. Let her know that her family's undercover. Just because she's lost her best friend, her husband, let her know right now, Father God, that you are surrounded her with your love. You surrounded her with your security. You surrounded her with plenty blessings right now, Father God. And Father God, whatever thing that's trying to attach herself to this family because they feel that they may have a financial gain, Father, cut it off right now in the name of Jesus. Do not let them have the thought that they can come to Sister Angie with a financial gain. Cut that thing off right now from the head down to the toe right now, Father God. Father God, I pray for my pastor and my leader right now, Pastor Camilla. Bless her household right now, Father God. Give her the blessings that she needs. Give her the things that she needs to grow the ministry right now. Father God, as a matter of fact, give her some individual that will come to help edify the ministry and not break it down. Give her the strength that she needs to go out and reach the nations all over, from the littlest to the oldest right now, Father God. Father God, I look down on our fathers who's working hard, who's been broken, but they're still working to carry their family. Touch them right now, Father God. Let them know it's okay to cry. It's okay for a man to cry. Let them cry out that thing that plagues them so that they can be strong. Build them up where they're broken now, Father God. Strengthen them where they may be weak, Father God. Go to our mothers right now in the nations, Father God. Touch them where they can continue to be nurturing mothers right now, Father God. Touch them where they can take care of their kids and teach the kids right from wrong, Father God. Go into our youth systems and our school systems right now, Father God. Touch the children right now, Father God. Let them have the mind and the behavior of what you call as a good kid right now, Father God. Let them not be out of order and disrespectful, wearing their pants down to their knees right now, Father God. Let our girls be girls and our boys be boys right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you go down to the nursing homes right now, Father God. Touch the people in the nursing home. Touch the ones that's weak and feeble in their body right now, Father God. Give them the strength and the edification and let them know that you are there by their bedsides right now, Father God. Let them be able to see the strength in the hand of you right now, Father God. Father God, go down to our court system in our jailhouses right now. Talk to the prisoners and let them know that crime is not of you right now, Father God. Go into the prison system and teach them to be able to be good young men and good women and let them be able to look into the jail system and learn how to have a communication with you, not because they're in jail, but because you are there with them right now, Father God. Father God, look down on Sister D and her mother right now, Father God. Touch Sister D right now. Heal her body right now, Father God. Heal her mother's body right now, Father God. These are your kids. You made them. You know how they function. You know their health issues. You know the challenges in their body. Touch them right now, Father God. And I ask that you touch Mother Yoki right now, Father God. You know her situation right now, Father God. You know her challenges. You know her health issues. You know everything about her right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you touch Pastor Camilla's sons right now and her daughter right now. Keep that hedge of protection around them right now, Father God. And Father God, as you keep that hedge of protection around them, Father God, let them be able to be winners in this earth. Let them be able to set forth new heights and new values and new projects and let them be an entrepreneur. I call entrepreneur over those young men right now, Father God. Father God, look down on Jamar and Ashley Kimball right now, Father God. Continue on strengthening them in their endeavors right now, Father God. Father God, I also hear that there's a young lady right now, Father God, who's homeless right now, Father God. Give her that house right now, Father God. It doesn't have to be a mansion, but give her a home right now that's over her head. And I see two kids with her right now, Father God. They have no place to stay right now, Father God. Give her shelter for her and those two kids right now, Father God. Let them know that you are a hedge of protection, that you are the shield. You are the one who said, come into my secret tabernacle right now, Father God. Protect them and give them that house they're looking for, Lord. And not only give them the house, but give them food in their mouth and clothes on their back. Father God, we come to New Day Prayer because we know that you said if the land cry out, if we are obedient and we humble ourselves and we cry out to you, you will heal the land right now, Father God. Let many pastors and many leaders and many bishops and many apostles come and cry out right now, Father God, because it was like David. David cried out and you healed him right then, Father God. Daniel prayed three times a day and you, my God, you did a miracle for Daniel. He was in the lion's den and prayed and you kept him safe. His friend Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the furnace of fire and you were right there, Father God. So we know that you are our author and a finisher. We know you are the beginning and the end. We know you are the Omega and the Alpha. Right now, Father God, we depend on you to come on in. We depend on you to touch some finances. We depend on you to touch some households. We depend on you to touch health right now. We depend on you to touch the minds of us, of your people right now. We depend on you to touch the struggles right now. We even depend on you for the blessings that you have poured out among your children right now, Father God. And Father God, when all is said and done, we're going to remember you right now, Father God. We're going to remember you and the little things right now, Father God, as well as the big things right now, Father God. We're going to remember you every time we wake up right now, Father God. We're going to ask that even when we wake up early in the morning, we say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it right now, Father God. Father God, we depend on you for our health and our strength, Father God. We depend on you for our eyesight and our heartbeats right now, Father God. Father God, we depend on you for every single minute of the today, right now, Father God. And Father God, as we depend on you, we elaborate that you are the one who created man. You are the one that created one, he and she, that we may go forth and multiply the land. Father God, we depend on you every minute, every second, every hour of the day. Father God, I want to elaborate on our verse today. Our verse is coming from Matthew 6:14, for it says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." So, Father God, we thank you for the forgiveness right now. Father God, we ask that if there's anyone that's in the midst of this service right now that does not have forgiveness in their heart, Father God, we ask that you ask them to show forgiveness. Teach them how to forgive. Sometimes, Father God, people don't forgive because they don't know how. It doesn't matter what the individual did. It doesn't matter how long it happened. It doesn't even matter when it happened. All that matters is that this individual learned how to forgive right now, because if without forgiving others, you cannot forgive us. So, Father God, we ask that you forgive right now. We ask that you forgive those of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, Father God. We ask that you forgive us of our trespasses that we may have committed just a second ago right now, Father God. Father God, let us also be forgivers right now, Father God. Let us be humble enough to say, you know what? It hurt it. Yes, it stung. Yes, I cried. Yes, I agonized, but I forgive you right now, Father God, because forgiveness is the big key to a lot of things that's going on in this earth right now, Father God. And Father, not only let us be forgivers, but also let us learn how to be kindness. Let us learn how to be humble enough to help each other. Let us not be stingy. Let us not be arrogant or boastful, but Father God, let us be humble enough to go out and help our sisters and brothers. Let us help our neighbors right now, Father God. Let us have a word in our heart that we can give to a person on the street right now, Father God, that would edify the body of Christ right now, Father God. Not only will we edify the body of Christ right now, Father God, but let us not be someone who forgets who Christ is. Let us be able to magnify Christ. Let us be able to say, thank you for your son who hung on the cross for us right now, Father God. And let us go out to the highways and byways, Father, because the church is not in the building right now, Father God. The church is in us. So let us go out in the highways and the byways, Father God, being bold soldiers and preach the word of God to the people who are lost. Let us be humble enough, Father God, to say, do you know Jesus loves you today? Do you know God cares for you today? Let us go out there and sow those seeds right now, Father God. For that's what you want us to do in the acceptable time, at this acceptable year right now, Father God. Father God, I hear there's an individual right now who's got themselves in trouble with the law right now, and they don't know how they're going to get out of it. Father God, be the lawyer in the courtroom. Be the prosecutor in that courtroom. Give them a hand right now, Father God, to just let them know that they did something wrong, but you're going to forgive them right now, Father God. Oh, my goodness. I hear someone who's trying to figure out how they're going to go about presenting a new proposal on their job. Father God, let them know you are the proposal right now. Come on, somebody. You are the proposal right now. You will get them that job promotion with that proposal right now. I hear someone, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. I hear someone who has a problem in their spine. Come on now, somebody. Let them know that you are the one that's going to heal that spine. The spine is scoliosis. Let them know you're going to go and touch that scoliosis right now. Oh, my God. Come on, Jesus. Come on in and let them know that not only are you going to heal, that they will not wear that brace for scoliosis no more. They will take that brace off right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I see the virtue. I see the nature. I see the beauty of your hand right now. Father God, we just want to bless you right now. We want to thank you right now. Father God, we want to thank you for the fresh air that you give us. We want to thank you for the food you put in our mouth. As a matter of fact, Father Father God, we want to thank you for the clothes that you have on our back. But Father God, we know if it was not you, we don't know where we would be right now. We would be lost souls. We want to thank you for your son who hung on the cross. He paid a debt that he did not owe. We owe a debt that we could never pay right now. But Father God, we want to thank you for your son who hung on that cross for us right now, Father God. We want to thank you for your son who is the petition, the mediator for us right now. For if it was not for your son, we would not have a way to communicate with you right now, Father God. So we want to thank you for your son right now who hung on the cross for us, Father God. Father God, I see an individual, a drug addict right now. They want to come away from the drugs, but they're having a problem getting themselves separated from the drugs. The addiction is bad. Father God, break the addiction right now in the name of Jesus. Let that devil know that there is no such thing called an addiction, because there was never meant to be an addiction to drugs. Right now, Father God, break that addiction. Go into the crack house. Go into the house of weed and break that addiction right now, Father God. They're crying out, but they're still trying to hold the addiction. Father God, go into that individual heart. Make that addiction where they don't want it anymore, Father God. As a matter of fact, take the addiction out of their mouth so that when they taste that drug, when they get a hold of that drug, they get so sick they don't want that drug anymore. Father God, go by the drug house and shut the doors. Let that door be shut. When the individual go by the drug house, the doors are shut. Let them see you standing there in front of the drug. In the name of Jesus, shut the doors of that drug house right now, Father God. Take that drug away from them. Take that addiction away from them. Because we cast that addiction back to the pit of hell from where it comes from right now, Father God. Let them know that you are the God that they should be addicted to and not the drug right now. Father God, I see an individual who's got alcohol problems and he's abusing the family. He's beating the family. Father God, take that alcohol taste from him. Let it be that every time that individual tastes that alcohol, it become a nasty, filthy taste to their tongue right now. Father God, we rebuke that alcoholism right now. We take that taste of the alcohol out of their mouth. We cast it back to the pit of hell from where it comes from. Father God, I see an individual. I see a young child right now who's sitting there trying to figure out how to take care of his sisters and brothers. His parents have left them abandoned. Right now, Father God, go. It's an 18-year-old. Go to that 18-year-old right now, Father God. Touch that 18-year-old. Let that 18-year-old know that they're going to be okay taking care of their siblings. You're going to open doors for them right now. You're going to open doors for them physically as well as mentally. Father God, you're going to even open doors for them emotionally right now, Father God. Go to that 18-year-old right now, Father God. Touch that 18-year-old so that they know that they are going to be able to survive for their siblings right now. Father God, I ask that you go by the hospital houses. Go by the hospitals right now. I see doctors that still are working in the atmosphere of the hospital, but they're leery of the infection of COVID still. Father God, give the doctors stress to know that you did not give them the spirit of fear. Father God, let them know it's okay that they can go home to their family. I see a few doctors right now that are still living in hotels because they're afraid to go home to their family because of COVID. Father God, let them know that because you have created science and science have created the shots, that it's okay for them to go home. They're going to be okay. Their family will be all right. Their family will survive. They will not catch COVID. They will not have COVID in their house. As a matter of fact, we rebuke the disease of COVID. We rebuke COVID right now in the name of Jesus. It has no stronghold over these doctors right now. Father God, I see nurses right now who is tired and dreary from the long haul of this sickness, Father God. Give them strength. Father God, I see some nurses that are just so tired. Their bodies are breaking down, and it's not even cold. Father God, go by those nurses right now. Give them strength, Father God. Give them strength where they can get some rest in their body and eat healthy right now, Father God. Give them strength mentally as well, Father God. Give them strength emotionally right now, Father God. Let them know that you're walking beside them right now, and you're there holding them up right now, Father God. Father God, I see mothers right now. I see a mother right now, Father God. She is in the process of starting a home business right now, Father God. Father God, let her know that she's going to be okay with the home business. Let her know that you have already okayed it. You have already put your stamp of a seal, your stamp of approval and seal on it. Let her know it's okay to start that business. Even though it may look kind of crazy, even though it may be kind of shaky, Father God, let her know that you are the strength. You are the pillow that's going to help that business survive. You are the pillow that's going to help that business stand. You are the pillow that's going to help that business strive for a new level. I see college students right now that's trying to figure out should they go to college or should they stay home. Father God, encourage them to let them know it's okay. They will be fine going to college. Let them know that they're going to survive college. Let them know that no harm, seen or unseen, will come to their dwelling. Father God, I see right now that the school system needs to have an understanding that it's okay, that the school systems will survive, that the children will be back in school, that the children will be even able to go to school. Father God, encourage our parents to have strength, to have no fear of sending their kids back to school. Encourage the parents to let them know if they pray around their children each and every day, keep their heads of prayer protection around their children, that it's okay to send their children out back to school right now, Father God. Father God, I see some pastor right now, he's wondering should he close his church because COVID has devastated the ministry. Father God, let him know that there will be a rebuild. Come on right now. And when you rebuild it, you said those that labor in vain, they have labored in vain. If the house is not built by the Lord, the labor is in vain. Come on right now, somebody. Father God, I see that you're going to rebuild his ministry right now, Father God. But you're going to rebuild it with younger folks because he had a lot of older folks that was up in age and they were dying and COVID kind of put a stress on the ministry. I see you rebuilding his ministry with younger people, people with strength, people that can go out and preach the word and do evangelists and do ministry and as a matter of fact, I see that you're rebuilding his team where he's going to have dancers for the theological dancers, and he's going to have ministries of multiple young people right now, Father God. Let him understand the changes that you're bringing into the church right now, Father God. Let him not reject the changes, but let him receive the changes right now, Father God. Father God, I see individuals. I see a young man right now that's on the line right now, Father God. He's pondering, should he make a change in his position? He's pondering, should he leave home and divorce? No, let him know divorce is not of you, Father God. Let him know if he would take his spouse's hand and they would pray together. The Bible strictly said that prayer changes things. Let him know that a family that prays together stays together right now, Father God. Father God, let him take the option of prayer and not divorce. Let him know that if he pray with his spouse and he pray over his family, that you will be in the midst of it right now. You will make that house survive. You will hold that house together. You will hold that family together right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, for the work that you have done. Father God, I see a husband right now who is in the midst of a contract right now, Father God. Let that contract be the one he's looking for. I see him bidding on that contract, and he's not sure if the bid is going to go through. Father God, I ask that you give that blessing to him. I ask that bid go through, Father God, and not only let it go through, Father God, but I ask that contract be his and his alone. I ask that contract help his business to strive. Help his business to grow right now, Father God. Father God, I thank you for that contract that you're allowing to come through, and that young man is going to bid on it, and he's going to have that contract. We thank you in the name of Jesus for that contract right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual right now, Father God, a family member. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. That family member right now that's walking around silent because they are afraid to talk to their parent right now. They're afraid to express what's going on. Father God, let that family member, I don't know, it's a young lady, she's between 18 to 25. Right now, let that family member be able to sit down and let her talk to her parents. Let her talk to her grandmother. Let her talk to her grandfather. Whoever she needs to talk to. There's some things that she wants to do, but she's not sure that her parents are going to approve of it. Father God, let her go and talk to her parents and not talk to the people on the street, because people on the streets will mess your family up. So let her go to her father and her mother. Let her talk to her parents. It's a project that she wants to do, and this project is going to open plenty doors, but she's not sure that her parents will approve of the project. And the project is an invention. It's something that she has learned. It's something that she has tested. It's something that she has saw that it can make her ready for college, and she wants to go on this adventure right now. She wants to start this project. My God, come on, Father God. Let her go and talk to her parents so her parents can give her approval on this project right now. Father God, I see a young little boy right now. He has to be the age of 6 right now, Father God, and he hasn't talked since he's been born. Father God, let that child not have a mute spirit right now, Father God. Open his tongue right now. Open his mouth right now. Father, let his tongue be uncleaved from the top of his mouth right now, Father God. Let him say yes. Let him say no. Father God, give him the speech that he can talk. Take away the speech impediment right now, Father God. Let him be able to hear and be able to laugh and talk and express himself right now, Father God. I don't know how he got a mute spirit, but we rebuke that mute spirit in the name of Jesus. We cast that mute spirit back to the pit of hell from which it come from. Father God, I also see a woman who's pregnant, and she's trying to hold on at least to her 38 weeks, but she's at the 30th week. Father God, cover that baby. Let her not have a preemie right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we cast the preemie out, because we know that that baby can be full term. Let her body be able to bring that child full term. Let her body bring that healthy baby in. And let her body not only bring a healthy baby in, but let her body be able to heal after having this baby. Father God, we know that you love little children. You said, suffer not the children to come on, the little ones to come unto me. Father God, so we ask you to keep that protective hedge around this mother right now. She's at 30 weeks right now, Father. Just let her hang in there for 8 more weeks, Father God. Protect her right now in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. I see an individual right now, Father God, who's having a pain in their left knee right now, Father God. Touch that knee right now, Father God. Let no surgery. The doctors have said that it needs a knee replacement right now. Father God, let no surgery come on that left knee right now, Father God. Touch that knee right now, Father God. Heal that knee right now, Father God. Let that knee be healed. Let that knee show the next time they do an ultrasound or even a MRI. Let that knee show healing right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, when all is said and done, we're going to thank you for the blessings. We're going to honor you for the blessings. Right now, Father God, I see an individual who is right now at the point of their life where they're suicidal. Come on now. Father God, we rebuke the name of suicidal. It's no such thing as taking your life. We rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus, and we cast that back to the pit of hell from which it came from. There is no suicidal in anybody's mind right now that I would want them to have right now, Father God. Let them know you are the life. Let them know you are the breath. Let them know that you are their spirit. Let them know that you, there is nothing in their life that you cannot fix. They would have to be suicidal right now. Father God, they will not take their life. We cast that back to the pit of hell from which it comes from. And we cast the enemy's assignment right now, because this person is your child. They knew you from birth. They knew you from adulthood. And right now, they're suffering right now. And they're thinking of doing suicidal. So we cast that assignment out and cast it back to the pit of hell from which it comes from. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done. We thank you now, Father, for the beginning and the end. Father God, we thank you for even creating this day, Father God, which you have given us, Father God. And as we begin to close right now in the name of Jesus, we're going to go into our Father prayer. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your day. We thank you for your time. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your precious hand. We thank you for every breath in our body right now, for it was your breath that gave us life. So let us go into our Father prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, I love each and every last one of you. Please remember tonight we have service with Restoration. Pastor Camilla, beautiful woman of God, awesome pastor. We will have service tonight. We will have our midweek study tonight. And I ask God that he protect each and every last one of you. Hope to see each and every last one of you on service tonight. And from service, we will be back online at Restoration Ministries on Sunday. Hope to see you. And then Wednesday again, New Day Prayer. I thank each and every last one of you. I ask God to be a hedge of protection around each and every last one of you, to protect you, to guide you, to lead you, to even keep you strength where you are suffering, to give you strength where you're doing well. And this is my prayer for each and every last one of you. I thank God for all of you being online. I thank God for all of you who are online. And I want to see if Pastor Camilla has anything she wants to say. Is there anything you want to say, Pastor?